Hi, I'm Emily McCumber, the author and host of The Dream Dealer's Daughter, and this is another bonus episode. This week's chapter, chapter 18, ended up being pretty short. I think it's actually the shortest chapter in the entire book, and the full book has 40 chapters. So chapter 18 was around 10 minutes long, and most chapters of The Dream Dealer's Daughter average around 3,000 words. Chapter 18 is just shy of 2,000. It did used to be longer, but my editing process brought it down to its current length. So, if an author wants their completed manuscript to be traditionally published, which means working with a publication house like Simon & Schuster or Penguin Random House, the first step is sending query letters to literary agents. A query letter is like a resume for your book. In this book resume, you include things like what genre it is, who is the anticipated market, and what the word count is. Most literary agents are looking for books that fit within a certain word count range, and some have word count cutoffs. The Dream Dealer's Daughter is in the sci-fi fantasy genre. Books in this genre are typically longer to account for world building. But if you're a debut author, not yet published, and you are querying literary agents, these agents typically want your sci-fi and fantasy book to be under 120,000 words. But the preferred word count limit for pretty much any other genre will be 100,000. This has to do with the cost to print the book. The more words, the more pages, and the more it costs to produce the book, the more of a risk it is for a publisher to invest in a debut author that doesn't have an established audience already. The Dream Dealer's Daughter is 130,000 words long. And fun fact, the first draft was close to 170,000. I'm saying all of this to convey that in an attempt to be traditionally published, I knew I had to cut a lot of content. In the end, I cut 40,000 words or around 13 chapters. A lot of these words needed to go, and I don't regret any of these edits, but that's part of the reason why this week's chapter was so short. I've tried many times to tack chapter 18 onto 17 or 19, essentially making one long chapter. I've even considered cutting chapter 18 altogether, but none of these options ever felt right. And now that we've talked about that, I figured in this week's behind the scenes episode, I'd also talk a bit about the origin story of the entrance to Eldwain's library that exists inside the 122. First off, the 122 is real, or it was in the 1930s, and so was Dorian. According to my research, and by research I mean Wikipedia and Google, in the 1930s and 40s, the 122 was considered one of the most luxurious brothels in Paris. The name, the 122, comes from the address, 122 Rue de Provence. This address was translated into English so tourists could easily find it. I didn't set out to include a themed brothel in the world of The Dream Dealer's Daughter. I went looking for hotels in Paris that have been around for a long time, and I came upon an article that mentioned a current hotel that once was a popular brothel. I dug further and learned that this brothel had 22 rooms, each with a different theme. One of the 22 themed rooms was called the Hall of Mirrors, and it was meant to mimic the real Hall of Mirrors located in Versailles. A woman named Dorian opened and ran the 122 with her first husband in the 1930s. What I think is pretty cool is you can Google the 122 and you'll find a few pictures of the themed rooms. I believed there was currently a hotel operating out of the building where the 122 used to be, but I just tried to Google the name of the hotel while recording this episode and I found nothing. So I don't think the article I originally read was accurate, but it ultimately led to me discovering the 122 and Dorian. So that's my short spiel on Dorian and the 122. Maybe in next week's bonus episode, I'll talk about how Eldwayne's library came to be Eldwayne's library. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in next week's chapter, Chapter 19, The Hall of Mirrors. I think we're done.